digital platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Ran Mudumile has accused UPND cadres of abducting and brutalizing PF acting president Given Lubinda in Kawe, where he was addressing party officials. The Zambia Correctional Service has dismissed a false social media claim suggesting that inmate Munia Zulu was poisoned while in custody. And in international news, at least 25 people have been killed, including 3 children, in a Russian drone and missile attack on the western city of Tenopil that hit 2 blocks of flats. For joining us, you are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Given Lubinda has reportedly been abducted by a suspected United Party for National Development UPND cadres in Kawe District. PF senior member Brian Mundubile says Lubinda had been holding a meeting with party officials to garner support for the upcoming intra-party elections when a group of unknown individuals allegedly stormed the gathering and disrupted the meeting before attacking and abducting him. Mundubile has since called on the Inspector General of Police to urgently deploy officers to Kabwe, saying the incident marks what he describes as an alarming escalation of political violence. He says the alleged abduction of a senior opposition figure is unprecedented in Zambia's history, adding that cases of intimidation, assault and restrictions on freedom of association appear to be increasing under the UPND administration. Mundubile has further urged President Hakainde Hichilema to take responsibility for the rising violence and ensure that Lubinda is located and secured. The authorities have yet to respond.
977 News.
Meanwhile, Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has strongly condemned the alleged brutal attack and abduction of Patriotic Front acting president Given Lubinda in Kawe, reportedly at the hands of suspected UPND cadres. In a statement issued today, Kalaba has described the incident as disturbing and a dangerous shift in the country's political culture. He has warned that if such acts of intimidation and violence are not addressed urgently, they risk taking root and undermining Zambia's long-standing democratic values. Kalaba says the emerging trend of abductions, harassment and political intimidation threatens Zambia's reputation as a peaceful and democratic nation admired across the region. He has called on the UPND leadership to publicly denounce political violence and ensure that all perpetrators are held accountable regardless of political affiliation. Kalaba has further cautioned that continued violence could heighten tensions ahead of next year's general elections, potentially destabilizing the nation. He has urged all political players, law enforcement agencies, civil society and citizens to uphold the rule of law and safeguard the peace Zambia has enjoyed for decades.
977 News.
And in other news, the Zambia Correctional Service has dismissed as false social media claims suggesting that inmate Munia Zulu was poisoned while in custody. According to the service, no such incident occurred and all routine medical checks indicate he is in normal health. In a statement issued in Lusaka, ZCS explains that the allegations stem from a simple choking incident that happened on 16th November when Zulu reported to the correctional clinic after a piece of apple briefly blocked his airway. Medical staff attended to him immediately and he was relieved soon after. The service has stressed that at no point did Zulu indicate that the apple was suspicious or that it was provided by any officer or inmate. It has since urged the public and media to refrain from spreading unverified claims and to rely on official communication as the Zambia Correctional Service maintains its commitment to inmate safety and well-being.
977 News.
In other news, the Lusaka City Council has arrested five individuals for illegal disposal of garbage in the Central Business District. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said the council, working with the Zambia Police Service, has launched targeted operations to curb the rising cases of indiscriminate waste disposal. She added that the offenders who were recently apprehended have already been prosecuted and are currently serving community service under the council's supervision. Beyond enforcement, the council has also heightened public health education initiatives. Mwamba says LCC's public health educators are conducting awareness campaigns to inform residents about proper waste disposal, hygiene practices, and the prevention of waterborne diseases such as cholera.
977 News.
In other news, Democratic Union DU President Akim Anthony Njovu says the opposition stands a chance to unseat the ruling UPND in the 2026 general elections owing to its failure to deliver on its campaign promises. Njovu says Zambians are resolved to kick out the UPND because the ruling party has become unpopular. He says the opposition still have a bit of time to mobilize, adding that the confusion currently ongoing on in some political parties is a process meant to find a better candidate. Njovu says Zambia is ready for young leadership, adding that he is equal to the task owing to the vast experience gained from the corporate and political circles. He said the challenges the country is facing can only be resolved by Zambians. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security has fined Lusaka Telecom Solutions Company 80,000 kwacha for multiple violations of the Employment Code Act, including underpayment of wages, failure to issue payslips, and lack of proper employment policies. The penalty follows an integrated inspection led by Assistant Labour Commissioner for Lusaka Province, Ellen Moyo, after reports emerged alleging poor conditions of service at the company. The inspection revealed several breaches, among them the company's failure to attest employment contracts contrary to Section 25 of the Employment Code Act ECA No. 3 of 2019 and failure to register as an employer despite having a workforce exceeding 400 employees. Other violations cited include failure to issue payslips as required under Section 105 of ECA, underpayment of wages against statutory instruments No. 49 and 50 of 2023, and absence of employment policies breaching Section 95 of the Act. In a statement, Ministry of Labour Principal Public Relations Officer Mwaka Ndawa says the company has been ordered to correct the violations with immediate effect. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news this evening, at least 25 people have been killed, including three children, in a Russian drone and missile attack on the western city of Ternopil that hit two blocks of flats. Another 73 people were wounded, 15 of them children, officials said, in one of the deadliest Russian strikes on western Ukraine since Moscow launched a full-scale war in 2022. Two other western regions were hit, Lviv and Ivano-Frankivsk, and a drone attack targeted three districts of the northern city of Kharkiv, wounding more than 30 people. Photos posted online showed buildings and cars ablaze. Ukraine's Air Force said it had shot down 442 of 476 drones launched by Russia and 41 of 48 missiles that were fired. Coming up right next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, the tiny Caribbean island of Curaçao has become the smallest nation to ever qualify for the World Cup after drawing with Steve McClaren, Jamaica. The record was held by Iceland, who reached the 2018 finals, but their country is far bigger than Curaçao, which has a